So we've looked at how a position and pride go together. And of course, the third thing we are looking at in amongst the position and pride is self-government. It's that old spirit of Cain, that desire to self-rule and to do it my way and not do it God's way. This is a very subtle giant in our lives. And it's like ivy, the way it clings to us. And its tendrils just wrap around our heart. And we can be quite vociferous in our justification of the fact that we should be able to manage our own affairs and have ownership and rights and an opinion and all those things that go with it. But if we gain a little wisdom along the way, we'll have to confess that we wouldn't cross the road to hear our opinion. Because our opinion is of the earth, earthly. And in James it says it's earthly, sensual, demonic. It goes in a downward spiral, the wisdom of this world. But the wisdom that comes from above is first of all peaceable, easy to be entreated, full of good fruits, impartial. Ah, impartial. Now there's a word. How many of us go into situations, look at things, and are totally impartial? What a gift that would be to be able to be impartial, not to take sides, not to argue the case. Another one to think about, I think, there. God bless you.